It's a wonderful thing to be here. During the past months, it seemed utterly impossible that I could be here. But the Lord saw or made a way that I be here. And I'm glad to be here because we're in His presence. And He's here to meet us. His presence means salvation. He's come to do a work in all of us, all of us. We need His working. We're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them. And He wants to set us into those good works. And you know, our situation here is rather unique. And I say that because all of you have come as willing workers. You have willingly offered yourself to serve the Lord here at camp. And I think you, I don't know, but I think maybe you signed up and said you're willing to do whatever you might be asked to do. Is that correct? And tonight, I think this is the meeting of the week. In all of our churches, in our church in particular, I consider it to be the most important meeting. It's a prayer meeting. And we can come on the strength of His own invitation. He says, "In nothing be anxious," in Philippians, "but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Oh, prayer, prayer. We're all called to pray. We ought to be a preeminently a people of prayer. God gives prayer. And if He gives prayer, He will also give the answer. Now, there are two places in the Scriptures that I know of where it says that all men ought to pray. All men ought to pray. And they're both found in Luke. And the first is found in Luke 18. And it says, now Jesus speaking, you know, we ought to take heed to what Jesus says, right? He's our Lord. We want to have an ear that's attentive to what He says. And with the intent of acting upon it, doing it. Oh, how He pled with His people, or He was grieved over them, because He said, "You did not hearken to me. You did not hearken to me. I would have done so as I would have defeated your enemies. I would have fed you with the finest of the wheat, but you didn't hearken to me." And so they sustained a great loss, the victory that God had intended for them wasn't theirs, such as God had desired. And so my wife and I, we vacationed on Tupper Lake, that's west of here, and we thought, well, now that we're alone together, let's read the Gospel of Luke and see what Jesus has to say. Is that a good thing? And then write it down. Is that a good thing? My wife, you know, advocates, you should bring a pencil and a paper and you should write certain things down. At any rate, we wrote them down. And here you have it. He spake a parable, Jesus, unto them, unto this end. What was the end in which He spake the parable? James, you have it? 18 of Luke,
yeah.
The first verse,
yeah.
Read it out so we can hear it.
"And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint."
Okay. men ought always to pray and not to faint. And so he said, there was a certain judge who did not fear God nor have any regard for man. And a woman came before the judge, and she said to the judge, avenge me of mine adversary. And the judge wouldn't. But she came again. See, the idea is, faint not. When you pray and present your request, don't faint. You can bring it again until the answer is forthcoming. And so she came again, and she came again. And he said in himself, this woman is going to weary me by her continual coming and asking me to avenge her of her adversary. So he said, I'll do that. I'll avenge her because she troubleth me no end. And how much more will the Lord, it says, avenge his own elect that call upon him day and night? And he will do that speedily. Though he bear long with them. But when the Lord cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? That's the thing that he's looking for, faith. Can you trust me for your need or the answer to your prayer? Then the other place is found in Luke 21, 35. It has to do with the second coming or the coming of our Lord. And he says this, take heed, lest ye be overcharged with surfeiting. Now, what is surfeiting? I didn't bring my dictionary, but if I don't know a word, well, that's the wise thing to do, right? Go to your dictionary. You should have a dictionary with your Bible, or else look at another translation. This is Luke 21, is it 36 maybe? And you have a different translation. What does it say? Overcharge with surfeiting. I think it has something to do with eating. You know, I listened to the conversation of some people, some of the saints. You know what they talk about? Oh, I went to this restaurant, and I went to this other restaurant. We go to the best restaurant, for the finest. You know, and we eat lobster, and we do this, and we do the other thing. And that's the extent, it seems, of their conversation. What does it mean now? What do you have another translation? Someone offer yourself.
My dictionary says gluttonous indulgence.
Say that again?
Gluttonous indulgence.
Oh, gluttonous indulgence. Give me that dessert. Yeah. I want that. Then it says drunkenness. I trust that we're not guilty of that. But then it says this, overcharged with the cares of this life. Are you overcharged or overwhelmed with the cares of this life? Who doesn't have a care? Maybe you don't personally, but maybe there's a member in your family or you know someone and you've taken that upon yourself to pray for that person. You have a care over that situation. But you shouldn't be overcharged with it or overwhelmed with it, because you can bring that situation to the Lord, and that's our opportunity this evening. You're hard pressed with a certain situation. Maybe there's a family member that's sick or doesn't follow the Lord. And that's a grief to parents who've done their best to rear their children for God, and yet they're not following them. This fellow, Newell, who wrote, Years I Spent in Vanity and Pride, his father was a pastor. And he was a boy that he was bad. He was wayward. And you know what his father, he wrote to, who was it there at Chicago.
Torrey.
Dr. Torrey, Moody Bible Institute, asked if he could take his boy. He said, we're not an institution or correction institution. We're a Bible school. And this minister, he begged Torrey to take him, and so Torrey took him. Under these situations, he should always report to Dr. Torrey. I don't know whether they had to do that on a daily basis, but you know how many years it took him before he came to the Lord? Really came to the Lord? He says it there. Years I spent in vanity and pride, knowing not my Lord was crucified, knowing not that for me he died on Calvary. And it follows on, doesn't it? Now, what has he done? I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. And so, we need to, it was his father's urging, and I'm certain his father prayed for him. But I say we have that opportunity. And it says this in that last chapter of 21, or verses there, that we ought to pray in that manner, or take heed that we're not overwhelmed with problems, in order that we might be found worthy to escape those things which are about to come upon the face of the whole earth, and then to stand before the Son of Man. You know, fearful days are coming, and I think we ought to pray more, not less. Call on God. Don't faint. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. There's an answer. God would not enjoin upon us to pray and bring our requests before him if there was not an answer. The answers are met. Jesus has already met all our needs. And so we ought to come before him with gladness of heart and boldness. That means confidence. We're going to introduce the degree psalms in the psalms. And in one of them says, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my voice. And that gave him the assurance that the answer was forthcoming. And so I'm saying we have that privilege tonight. Like the songwriter said, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Our problems stem from the fact that we don't. We don't. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And here this thought of praying always. I can't always be on my knees. You have that in 1 Thessalonians 5 also. This is the will of God. And you had it, I understand, on Sunday. Rejoice. Rejoice. Did you hear that on Sunday? We ought to be filled with the joy of the Lord. There's joy in serving Jesus, in living for him. And then it says, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Now, how do you do that? Well, I think we can look at Nehemiah. You know, he was one who returned to Jerusalem to build the walls that had been broken down. Jerusalem had been utterly destroyed. And, you know, there were enemies there. A fellow by the name of Sanballat and Tobiah. Sanballat, who was the scribe, Rehum, the chancellor, and so on. You can read that for yourself. But what does he do? They came and they tried to stop the work by force. This fellow Sanballat. And before the armies of the Samaritans, he mocked the Jews. Look at these feeble Jews. Why are they going to be built in a day? And then this Tobiah, he mocked them as well. He said, a fox falling upon those walls will bring them down. And what does Nehemiah do? He prays. Lord, hear them. They are despising us. Let it return upon their own heads. And so, as they went, progressed in that work, he would, at times, utter a prayer. Utter a prayer. We can do that throughout the day. The Lord lays someone or something upon our hearts, we can lift that thing before the Lord, or that one. And so I'm encouraged tonight, because I have noticed in our assembly that God has given people prayer. Prayer. And I have felt that God, it was such an inspirational prayer that if God did that, there must be an answer. He who inspired that prayer is going to answer. And so the thought is, don't faint, don't faint, don't faint. Never give up to thy sorrows. Jesus will bid them depart. Trust in the Lord. Take heart. Be encouraged. That's why we're here tonight, to encourage one another. And throughout this period, that's why we want to encourage you. Everyone. And you encourage me. And so, let's give ourselves this evening to the Lord in this way. Is it difficult to find within yourself a prayer? Some need that is in your life? Bring it before the Lord. We'll all pray together. And the Lord will answer. Praise the Lord. I didn't hear anything.
Amen. Amen.